Jesus mocked and beaten.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them,
Behold the man!
When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out,
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Pilate said to them,
Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him.
The Jews answered him,
We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus,
Where are you from?
But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him,
You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?
Jesus answered him,
You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin.
From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out,
If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar!
So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Stone Pavement, and in Aramaic, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews,
Behold your king!
They cried out,
Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!
Pilate said to them,
Shall I crucify your king?
The chief priests answered,
We have no king but Caesar!